MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, July 25, 2025. No new news on trash haulers' strike. Legislators propose more money for potholes. Sunny, windy, high near 90, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:27 p.m. Caroline Enos reports there are still no new negotiation sessions planned as the Teamsters Local 25 strike moves into its 25th day. So no Republic trash pickup once again today. Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes, cities and towns will be getting a fresh infusion of state funds to fix potholed roadways under an expanded Chapter 90 spending bill working its way through Beacon Hill's legislative process. The proposal, approved by the State House of Representatives on Wednesday, calls for borrowing $1.2 billion over the next 5 years to help 351 cities and towns repave and make other transportation upgrades. The plan, which requires Senate approval, would provide up to $300 million a year to local governments, a 50% increase over previous fiscal year. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, a Salem woman who was arrested in 2023 for allegedly taking part in a ring selling stolen human remains claims her case should be dismissed because body parts are not legally considered goods, an argument a judge turned down this week. 46-year-old Katrina McLean, owner of the Peabody-based Cat's Creepy Creations and curator of Freak Antiques Uniques, argued in a brief filed in April that human remains are not considered property under the law. She is accused of being a key player in an interstate market for stolen human remains that was initiated by Cedric Lodge, then manager of the morgue for the Anatomical Gifts Program at Harvard Medical School. Lodge, who lived in New Hampshire, and others involved in the ring have since pleaded guilty. McLean's home and business were raided by the FBI in March 2023, about 3 months before her indictment. She's being tried on charges of interstate transportation of stolen property and conspiracy to do the same. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In Thursday's Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon was on location at the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church located at 7 Harris Street in Newburyport for the 2025 Newburyport Greek Food Festival. The festival will run from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. today and tomorrow, July 26, as well as 11:30 a.m., 3 p.m. on Sunday, July 27.
It looks like we've got some good weather coming up for the next 10 days, and that's important because it is Yankee homecoming here in Newburyport. And one of my favorite things of the whole year is the Greek Food Festival. So I'm coming to you today live from, well, not live, you're going to be watching this later, but I'm on Harris Street, I'm at the Greek Church, Nicholson Hall, and the Greek Food Festival has become one of the most important days and, or days in my family, right? My family loves the Greek Food Festival. It became such a family event for us as the kids, as they were babies, and now that they're up into middle school and high school. My sister-in-law had her first date with her now husband, and they have three beautiful kids here at the Greek Food Festival. It is such a fun event, and the food is just incredible. So whether you like persicio or baklava or a gyro or moussaka, whatever you want, they have it here, and the food is just incredible. So that all starts tomorrow, right? So this is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's so popular, sometimes they run out of food on Sunday. So you really got to watch every day what they have. But it starts on Friday, 11:30 to 8 on Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, it picks up at 11:30 as well. And like I said, it is so good. The food goes fast. The lines are long, but it's a lot of fun. So please get down here for the Greek Food Festival. It is really one of my funnest days of the year. So I mentioned Yankee Homecoming. So the Greek Food Fest to me is like the unofficial kickoff to Yankee Homecoming, right? It's always that weekend right before Yankee Homecoming really kicks off into high gear. So Saturday is the Yankee Homecoming Brew Fest, okay? And that's going to be down at Cashman Park. I believe that starts at 6 o'clock. And that's the biggest fundraiser for Yankee Homecoming. So just to say a little bit about Yankee Homecoming. So Yankee Homecoming is one of my favorite weeks of the year. I know I just touched my mic. Ryan just gave me a look. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year because I grew up here in Newburyport. So for you know, kids who had working parents or kids who, you know, before the days that kids were overscheduled and everything, like Yankee Homecoming was a guaranteed week in the city for fun, family-friendly events, right? It was something every day. Downtown was a bustle. Like, so growing up here, Yankee Homecoming was just a big deal. And it continues to be a big deal for me. Now that, you know, the first Yankee Homecoming was in 1958. So my dad was 8. My mom was 6 years old. So they got to grow up with Yankee Homecoming too. I got to grow up with it. My brother and sister grew up with it. And now my kids have grown up with Yankee Homecoming. So it doesn't disappoint. There's just something to do every day. So we mentioned we got Greek Food Fest Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We've got the Brew Fest on Saturday. That's the biggest fundraiser for Yankee Homecoming. Again, this is a 100% volunteer-led event. A lot of the money that they raise through the Brew Fest goes right to our fireworks. I don't think people know how much fireworks cost, but just for 5 minutes of fireworks can be upwards of thousands of dollars, right? So, you know, we average anywhere between a $20,000 and a $30,000 display each year. And that's really just based on donations and the fundraising that they do. So if you haven't bought tickets to the Brew Fest yet, it looks like Saturday's going to be a great day. Buy your tickets. Even if you don't really want to go, it's just great to support Yankee Homecoming because, again, it's a volunteer event. People give their time and their love of the city during that week. So, again, look that up. It's yankeehomecoming.org. It's .com, yankeehomecoming.com. And then you can get the link to the Brew Fest from there and then get tickets. And hopefully I'll see you on Saturday down at Cashman Park.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, officials in Essex and Hamilton are advising people who use Shebaco Lake to use caution when they or their pets come into contact with the water, as cyanobacteria has been reported at different locations in the lake. A notice posted Wednesday on Essex webpage, essexma.org, reads that we are receiving reports regarding a possible harmful algal bloom in both Centennial Grove and from residents who live along the lake. Out of an abundance of caution, although the levels do not appear to be such that would warrant a closure, we want to ensure everyone is aware of the situation. Cyanobacteria is toxic to pets, while small amounts, when ingested by people, can cause gastrointestinal symptoms. Larger amounts may cause liver or neurological damage. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Peabody Little League team went hitless in its loss to Walpole last night in the Massachusetts State Championship opening game. Walpole earned a 1-0 win and will move on to tonight's semifinal game. Peabody will face Holden today at 5:30 at Harry Ball Field in Beverly in the elimination game. Walpole and Braintree, both winners yesterday, will meet at 7:30. Northeast 7-on-7 football returns this weekend to Bishop Fenwick. All together, there will be 40 teams competing in various divisions. The Gloucester Times has named its Manchester Essex High School's Athletes of the Year. They are three sports standouts, Jack Lawler and Abby Kent. The Red Sox and Dodgers open a three-game weekend series tonight at Fenway Park. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.